Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How to Love Better: The Path to Deeper Connection. Through Growth, Kindness, and Compassion is a self-help and relationship book by Young Pueblo, the pen name of Diego Perez. Published in 2025, it extends the author's well-known mindfulness-based writing into a focused guide on intimacy, emotional healing, and healthier connection. The book argues that loving others well begins with honest self-knowledge, and that relationships improve when people become more aware of their own fears, habits, and attachments. Rather than offering quick communication tricks, it frames love as a practice built through inner work, compassionate attention, and steady growth. Its aim is both practical and reflective to help readers understand why conflict repeats, how emotional reactivity shapes closeness, and what it takes to build more stable and humane relationships across romantic partnerships, friendships, and family life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, self-love as the starting point for relational health. A central claim of the book is that the quality of our relationships reflects the state of our relationship with ourselves. Young Pueblo treats self-love not as affirmation alone, but as the capacity to face emotional history, honestly, notice harmful patterns, and accept the present self without denial. This matters because unresolved pain often gets projected outward as control, defensiveness, or unmet expectation. In that sense, the book connects personal healing directly to relational stability. If someone cannot recognize what they feel or why they react, they are likely to repeat the same conflict dynamics with partners, friends, or family. The argument is useful because it moves the burden of improvement away from fixing other people and toward cultivating inner clarity. That does not make relationships purely individual problems. Instead, it suggests that lasting intimacy depends on whether each person can participate with less self-deception and more emotional responsibility. Secondly, kindness as a disciplined response during conflict. The book gives kindness a more demanding meaning than simple politeness. It presents kindness as a deliberate choice to bring care to the moments when irritation, resentment, or disappointment would normally take over. One of its practical insights is that people often reserve their best behavior for strangers, while giving their most strained reactions to the people closest to them. By highlighting this pattern, the book turns kindness into a measure of relational maturity. It is not about suppressing disagreement or pretending that hurt does not exist. Instead, it is about refusing to make conflict an excuse for cruelty, contempt, or emotional carelessness. This approach is important because it links tone and treatment to the deeper health of a relationship. Small acts of gentleness, especially under pressure, prevent many ordinary disputes from becoming lasting damage. In the book's framework, kindness is not decorative. It is a structural habit that protects trust and makes repair possible after tension. Thirdly, growth as the willingness to be changed by relationship. Growth is presented as a non-negotiable part of loving well. The book treats relationships as mirrors that reveal unhealed wounds, unconscious expectations, and rigid habits that a person may otherwise avoid confronting. This idea is important because it reframes discomfort as information rather than failure. When a relationship exposes insecurity or defensiveness, the point is not simply to endure the discomfort, but to learn from it and evolve. Young Pueblo's approach resists the fantasy that strong relationships remain static once the right partner is found. Instead, love is shown as dynamic, requiring both people to keep adapting as they change. That makes growth relational as much as personal. A couple, for example, cannot remain healthy if one person stays emotionally fixed while the other develops. The book therefore argues for ongoing adjustment, self-examination, and the humility to let intimacy reveal what still needs work. This is one of its strongest contributions because it treats love as a process of becoming, not a finished state. Fourthly, compassion and selfless listening as tools for deeper understanding. Compassion in this book means more than sympathy. It involves trying to understand another person's emotional reality without immediately converting the conversation into self-defense or judgment. Young Pueblo emphasizes selfless listening, a form of attention in which the listener stops preparing a reply long enough to truly hear what the other person is saying. This matters because many conflicts are worsened by people listening only for the part they can answer or correct. Selfless listening slows that cycle and creates space for validation, which can reduce escalation even when disagreement remains. The book also links compassion to self-compassion, suggesting that a person is less likely to harden against others when they are less harsh with themselves. That connection gives the idea practical depth. Compassion is not a vague moral ideal, but a communication discipline. It changes how people respond in difficult conversations, how they interpret intention, and how they move from reactive exchange toward mutual understanding. In a relationship context, compassion is what makes repair possible without demanding immediate perfection. Lastly, mindfulness, non-attachment. and communication as a relational method. The book draws clearly from mindfulness and Buddhist-influenced ideas, especially impermanence and non-attachment. These ideas are not used as abstract philosophy. They support a practical method for reducing reactivity in relationships. By becoming more aware of thoughts and feelings as they arise, a person is better able to pause before speaking from anger or fear. That pause is what makes conscious communication possible. The book also warns against attachment becoming a substitute for love, meaning that clinging to expectations or trying to control outcomes can distort intimacy. Rather than demanding certainty from relationships, it encourages readers to meet change with steadiness and care. This perspective helps explain why the book includes advice about preventative communication and constructive conflict handling. The goal is not to eliminate disagreement, but to engage it with more awareness and less impulse. Compared with conventional relationship books, this gives the text a distinctive structure. It combines emotional insight, meditation practice, and communication strategy into one framework for everyday relational life. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a relationship guide that begins with inner work rather than external techniques. It will appeal to people in romantic partnerships, but its lessons also apply to friendships, family dynamics, and anyone trying to understand recurring emotional patterns. Readers interested in mindfulness, meditation, and emotionally aware communication will find its approach especially relevant. Its main practical benefit is that it gives a coherent framework for working with conflict, attachment, and reactivity without reducing relationships to tactics alone. Its intellectual value lies in how it connects self-knowledge, compassion, and growth into one relational philosophy. Compared with many books in the same genre, it stands out for blending poetic reflection with concrete guidance while avoiding a purely clinical or purely inspirational tone. It does not promise easy fixes. Instead, it argues that deeper connection depends on patience, honesty, and the willingness to change. That makes it a distinctive contribution to contemporary relationship writing, focused less on finding the right person and more on becoming a more capable partner, friend, and human being. If you would like to support Young Pueblo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.